Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. Welcome to a free-for-all Freaky Friday, week two of high school football. And joining me is head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
Pretty good, and you?
Good. Yeah, it's spectacular. It's not going to be 900,000 degrees tonight.
Absolutely. That's a big plus, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Nice win. You picked up, you and your Ava Bears, against Buffalo. Take us through that week one victory.
I think we played a Buffalo team that was really young, and we felt like they had some really nice pieces. We thought that they would give us a game, and, I think we showed up really ready to play. And when you come out and you jump on some young guys, sometimes they don't know how to respond. And we felt like we had a bunch of leadership that was ready to play, even though it was – it was really hot, and we responded well to the heat, and we came out and jumped on them, and they didn't know how to respond. And, I like to think a lot of that credit goes to the boys for the way they came out. And, it was a great way to start the year. We felt like we clicked on all cylinders.
Absolutely. 1-0 is a lot better than 0-1. And Hunter Adams got hurt last year in that week one game. How did he look for the Ava Bears?
He looked just as explosive as he ever has. I think he was limited to 6 carries, but he had about 115 yards. It was great to see. I think his third carry of the game, he broke one for about 70. The top-end speed's still there. He's still a very tough kid to tackle. Mm-hmm. He's a great leader on and off the field.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Well, and tonight, week two, you're going to be taking on Stratford. Is that going to be a home game or an away game?
Yep, so they are at Ava tonight. So we get to play them on the hill, which we're excited about. And we've still got a bad taste in our mouth from a couple losses to them last year.
Of course, the Liberty Eagles played them last Friday, week one. And they got some speed. I mean, they're fast. They got a good quarterback, a good running back. They got, 3 really good receivers. They're pretty sound defensively. That's probably their strength more so is defense, or what I was able to gather. What have you been seeing out of them?
Oh, the physicality level really impressed me. I think all 11 positions, especially on defense, play extremely physical. And when you play a physical brand of football with the speed you have a good defense. And we look forward to the challenge, and we're excited to see how physical we can play.
Their receivers are really quick, but I think that, your Ava Bears, you can kind of match that on the outside. Do you feel pretty good about that?
Yeah, we do. We feel like, with our level of football here in Southern Missouri, we've got enough speed to match up with anybody. And, unfortunately, we had a sprained ankle in practice this week from a starting defensive back, so we don't know if he's going to be good to go or not. It'll be a game-time decision, which cost us. But, it goes back to the fact that we had a bunch of younger guys playing last year due to injuries. So We don't feel like we've got somebody that's not ready to play. So our backup in the situation, somebody that got a lot of reps last year, and we feel like, the rough year we had last year really benefits us moving forward right now.
You know what they used to say in the early 80s? Give him a salt tablet, tape him up.
Absolutely. Well, it's one of the tougher kids I've ever coached. He rolled it in practice there. We get him to the sideline. It looks like he's got a softball on it within 2 minutes, and he says, "Coach, let me finish Team D and then get me taped up in ice." We went ahead and decided that we'd pull him and get it right into the ice bucket and see how fast we can get him to recover.
Right on. Coach Merrifield of the Ava Bears on this free-for-all Freaky Friday morning of the coaches' shows. And again, the Ava Bears will be hosting the Stratford Indians. Both teams 1-0. And, it's represent the SCA tonight, isn't it? Of course, represent Ava, but also representing the SCA.
Absolutely. We don't like to see the SCA fall. We're rooting for everybody. As long as we're not playing them, we're the biggest SCA fans there are.
Right on. Coach Merrifield, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.